Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here's the latest news on Sunday, the 27th of August, 2023. News.
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News. This week, there are new language pages about Itsewe Matsi, a Tivoy language spoken in southwest Cameroon and southeast Nigeria, a Simbi, a Nava Tivoy language spoken in the northwest province of Cameroon, and Chaura, or Saninye, a Nicobarese language spoken on Chaura Island in the Nicobar Islands, part of the Indian Union Territory of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. There's a new constructed script called Phonemes, which is an alternative way to write American English, devised by Earthcat Terence and Rex Angular. There's a new constructed script called the Jackson's Dialectic Phonetic Alphabet, which was devised by Jackson Green as an alternative way to write Canadian English. And then there's Liran, which is a constructed script invented by Seth Zhao to write his constructed language, also called Liran. There are new numbers pages in Chaura, which we already mentioned, Kanuri, a Nilo-Saharan language spoken in Nigeria, Niger, Chad and Cameroon, and Gbele, a Mande language spoken in Mali, Senegal, Gambia, Guinea, in the Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea-Bissau and Chad. On the Omniglot blog this week, there's a post called Gadding about the meanings and origins of the word gad and related words, and there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language was spoken in Australia and is currently being revived. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Kapithnon, a central Visayan language spoken in the western Visayas region of the Philippines. There's a new Keltiatera post this week called Fearful Dread, which looks into some fearful and dreadful words in Celtic languages. And in the adventure in etymology, we investigate the origins of the word crotchet and related things. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.